Hello.
Hi, Juan. Are you still working?
Hey. I'm always working.
You're like, my job is never done.
Yeah.
Was this okay. still a good time for you?
Yeah, this is fine.
Okay. Okay. So I did also send you another email, and that email is labeled Client Dashboard Analytics. So you're also going to have a customized tracking and reporting system with our program, and that's going to allow you to kind of see what the reports would look like. But you'll be able to see, you know, what calls you're receiving, how many times they came up in the search results. So you'll be able to track all of that and see your keywords, okay? And then on your phone number, I'm going to also send you right now, and if you could save this number in your contacts under Local Splash, I would highly encourage you to do that. So this text, it's going to have the number to customer service. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon. So we're in the OC. We're in Orange County. Anytime that you have an update, a change, you have a question, you have a concern regarding your account, you're going to contact customer service. So that 877 number is the number that I want you to save under the name Local Splash. Did you get that? Perfect.
Yes.
If you look at that text one, if you notice, you also have, I've sent you your login credentials for your client dashboard. So it's going to be your 323 number. Okay, that's going to be your username. And your password is MySearch, all lowercase. Now, you could always update it to a password of your choice, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I just wanted to send that to you, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Now, the next thing that we need to do, what's your last name, Juan? I'm assuming you're going to be the primary on this account, like you're going to be our primary point of contact regarding this account? Okay.
Yes.
And your last name?
Ramos.
Okay. Now, I noticed that on the Google Business profile page, it is a different phone number. Should that be the phone number listed for the business?
Yeah, that's the business number.
Okay. But your phone number is the best one for us to contact you on, just not to be listed for the business, correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. All right. So let me just update that. So that way it reflects that phone number. All right, perfect, saved. All right, now I noticed that there's a 9901 San Fernando Road, number 33. Is that like your guys' office? I mean, is that something that you want to be appearing, the address?
Yeah, it's my warehouse.
Okay, perfect. All right, just wanted to make sure. Okay. And then I know you guys have the website. Okay. Now, did you want to enter your own billing information or did you want to do that over the phone with me? I do have to still walk you through. It's called a 90-second voice verification, which is going to outline the service agreement. So it's going to go over everything in detail with you as far as the billing date, if you need to cancel, to just call 3 business days. So... how do you prefer to do it?
I could just do it over the phone.
Okay. All right. So the card that you're using, does that have your name, the business name, or is it in both?
Yeah, I forgot my business card at home, but I'll use my personal one for now.
Okay, and what I would suggest, let me know and we can update it. We can just switch it out, okay?
Okay.
All right, so this one just says Juan Ramos, or is there like a middle initial?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. What's the billing address for that one, for that card?
It's 12330.
Mm-hmm.
Osborne Place.
Uh-huh.
Pacoima.
And it's coming up with the zip code. It's actually giving me a suggestion, 91331.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Okay. Now, Juan, I want to put a security question here on your account with us. And so you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name.
Just the city.
The city. Okay. And what city was that?
Los Angeles.
LA. I love my Dodgers. Are you a Dodger fan?
Yeah. Just because I was born here.
You know, my dad tells me all the time, I don't know why you're a Dodger fan. My dad grew up in East LA off of Soto. And my mom grew up on the West Side, and my dad says, I don't know why you're a Dodger fan. He always brings up the Chavez Ravine. I'm like, oh my gosh, Dad, that was so long ago. You know, get over it now. And he's like, nope. They made all our people leave. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Ay, ay, ay. Okay. And then is this a Visa, MasterCard, American Express, or Visa. Discover? Visa. And then what's the card number? Whenever you're ready, Juan. I'm sorry?
Hello?
I hear you. The card number, whenever you're ready.
Okay. One second.
Yeah. And what I'd like to do is actually walk you through the voice verification recording. Is that okay before we take your payment?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to be walking you through this voice verification recording. It's going to state the billing date, the amount. Now, we're going to ask you, like I said, to stick it out 2 months. Okay, we call it a 2-month verbal agreement, but again, you're paying monthly. And that'll be stated on there as well. I'm also going to state that if you need to cancel, you always want to make sure that you at least call 3 business days before your billing is due, so that way you don't get charged. Okay. When I'm walking you through it, if there is anything at all that you don't understand, please do me a favor and just stop me and say, Nadine, what does that mean? So this way I can go back and review it with you and then rephrase it. I want to make sure that you have a very clear and firm understanding before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So I'm going to turn on the recording, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business as how it should read on the first page of Google.
AirTech Pros.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Juan Ramos, owner.
And Juan, do you authorize anyone else aside from yourself to call in to make changes to your account, or are you only going to be the primary contact?
For now, it's just me.
Okay. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
And you are the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, Juan, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, just please be advised, you may receive calls that are from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, we know sometimes, Juan, you're in the middle of a job. We got an update, right? You can't just pick up the call. We're just asking, make sure that you at least respond within 24 business hours. I also want you to get into the habit of always asking, what's my security question? Whenever we call you, because let's just say you're unsure if it's really us calling. When you ask, what's my security question, and they hang up on you, you know for a fact that it was not us calling. Okay? So that's why we do that. Okay?
Okay.
Now, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
And just to kind of explain it anyways, we're not saying that you can't do other marketing. We're just saying that before you do, make sure you call us just to verify that it's not, you know, something that we're already doing. We don't want you investing more money if you don't need to. Okay?
Okay.
Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is July 17th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $398. This is a 2-month verbal agreement, which means, Juan, your second payment will be charged on August 17th, 2024 in the discounted amount of $299. Now, once your term is completed, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 17th day in the discounted amount of $299. However, you may pause or discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. The number I asked you to save is 877-635-6225. Now, if you do choose to pause or cancel the account, we ask that you at least contact us 3 business days before your billing is due so you don't incur the charge. So you just make sure to call 3 business days before the 17th. That way you don't get charged on that date. Okay?
Okay.
Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
So you said it was a visa, and that would start with the number 4.
Yep. It's 4815-8203-3865-3809.
Expiration month and year?
0127.
And the CBB code on the back?
G620.
Okay. So I'm going to be updating the package and processing the payment in a couple minutes. You're going to get your receipt, and then we'll go over that. I probably only need about maybe 5 more minutes of your time because I'm going to get you through your notes, and I'm going to also schedule your client interview. So the client interview is what's going to take a little bit longer. We're going to actually block out an hour, but it could take 30 to 40 minutes or a little bit longer, just really depending on how many questions or details you have. How does your schedule look? Are you pretty, like, booked up today?
Yeah, that would be till Monday at 1.
Okay, Monday. So you don't have, like, any availability for, like, even a 3 to 4 o'clock or even, like, say, you know, if I could get you an appointment 10 to 11, anytime at all, even tomorrow or Friday?
No.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, we can push it to Monday, but I want you to be aware that pushing it to Monday, you know what I mean? Like, it's going to delay a little bit of us getting things going because they got to re-verify everything with you. Okay, so just that you
fine.
And I are on the same page. Okay.
Yeah.
How does your schedule look for Monday? What are you thinking, morning?
At 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock, perfect. I do have a time. So we're going to call you on Monday between 1 and 2 o'clock. Now, we're going to be calling you from an 877 number. I just need you to make sure that you're answering all calls within that hour. I will also send you a reminder an hour before. I'll even remind you on Monday morning. Hey, don't forget, Juan. We're going to call you later on, okay? So I'll send you the email on that.
Yeah,
just in case.
Fine.
Oh, okay, perfect. So I'll shoot you a text and I'll say, hey, FYI, we're going to send you a reminder. Don't forget, it's today. Okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
And then what I'll do is, if I'm not on a call or in a meeting, I'm actually going to be the one calling to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
Now, when it comes to your services, installs, repairs, maintenance, what do you want me to put?
All three.
All three? Okay.
Yeah.
Installs, repairs, and maintenance. Okay. Anything else that I'm missing?
For what?
Duct
like
cleaning, anything like that? Yeah. Under your service.
Yeah, I do duct replacement.
Okay.
I also work with an insulation company.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Awesome. And then hours of operation, if I'm looking at your Google Business profile page now, it does say 10 to 7, Monday through Saturday. Is that correct?
Okay.
And then I could have sworn I saw a Facebook page for you, right? You have Facebook? Or have you not created one yet?
I haven't created one yet.
But you have a personal Facebook, right?
Probably. I'm not sure.
Okay. Here's your homework. I'm going to give you your homework. Okay. I need you to make sure that you have a personal Facebook. If you don't, then I need you to just open a personal Facebook, Juan. You don't have to have pictures. You don't even have to have friends on there. Okay,
yep.
Just open one up because then we'll build you the business Facebook page. It'll be created through your personal page, so no one's going to see it, but it's so that you have the ownership and access to the page that we're building for you. Okay, so that's your homework, and I'll remind you, don't forget about the Facebook page. And you're doing both residential and commercial, correct? Or preference?
I'm residential.
Okay. Do you want to just be residential for now?
No, because I need to work, so.
Okay. Okay. And then, are you interested in us putting a tracking number? So, like right now, you know how they see the 747 number? We could put a tracking number that's linked to your phone, and it comes with an app to download from the App Store. So, it allows you to track your calls, your messages. You can even block a spam call. Or do you prefer
that
it just be the number there?
You could put a tracking number.
Okay, perfect. So, I'm going to say yes. And then if there's any time that you don't want it anymore, just let us know, and then we'll remove it. Okay?
Okay.
This isn't costing you extra or anything like that. And then let me see what else we need here. We're almost done. Okay. I know when you and I talked, you had mentioned 20 to 30 miles. Now, your Facebook ads, those will go as far as 50.
No, no, that's too much.
You're like, no way. Are you kidding me? Okay. So do you want me to start you off at 30?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. So we'll do that. 30, and I know you're licensed and insured. Let me see if there's anything else. And you're okay with the address showing. What are your forms of payments?
Card, check, cash.
We always like cash, right? Okay, perfect. Now, I need you to look either in your email or in your text messages. I need you to find the initial invoice. We're going to go over that, the timeline, and then we'll be all done. Okay? Now, you'll need to add us on as managers to your Google Business profile. So on Monday, the technician, they'll let you know how to do that. It's real simple, and they'll help you if you get stuck on anything. Okay? So we're just going to be managers, not owners. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right, beautiful. So the one that says initial invoice, it'll say, hello, Juan, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Copy of your invoice is located below this email.
Yeah.
Okay. So it goes on to say, please keep in mind that this will be a recurring charge based on the terms. Okay. And then do you see where it says, please click here? You're going to click on that. Now, it'll take you to a page that'll open up saying Local Splash Terms of Experience. Are you on there?
No.
Okay, let me know when you are.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. So, on there, okay, what it says is you're on the Local Splash Terms of Experience, right?
Google?
No, no, no. Are you looking at the message that I sent you with the initial invoice, your receipt?
Oh. Got it.
I'm like way ahead of you. Okay, go to either your text messages.
I got it.
Okay, perfect. So, hello, Juan. Thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below this email. Please note this will be a recurring charge based upon the terms identified below. Please click here to accept the subscription terms. Click on that.
Okay.
Now you're going to go to a page that says Local Splash, Terms of Experience. Let me know when you're there.
I'm there.
Okay. So this is the services that you're getting with our program. Google guaranteed, business profile optimization. Okay. So we'll get access to it by being managers. You will continue to hold the ownership of it. Okay. Directory submission. The My Site doesn't apply to you because you're coming in with your own website. We're not going to tinker with it. We just want to make sure it's always attached. Business Facebook page, you're going to have access to that, and we're going to run your Facebook ads. Google Ads is a product that we offer in Google Guaranteed, but they're not part of your package. If you're interested in starting the Google Guaranteed, reach out to me, okay? And then I can help you get that process going. In the meantime, we're going to also help you get 5 reviews because you're going to need that for Google Guaranteed if you want to start that process, okay?
Okay.
That's the one that's the paper lead program that I talked to you about. Google Workspace, they might offer it to you during your client interview. You can decline it because it is an additional charge. It's like having a work email. You might not need it. So just an FYI. Okay? You could decline it. Advanced reporting system is part of your package. Our live client support team is here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4. And then there's our phone number there that I asked you to save. We communicate through text messages, okay, as well. So if we call you, we'll send you a quick text like, hey, we're trying to get a hold of you. Give us a call when you have a moment. And then the delivery date. So starting from Monday, because they got to re-verify everything. They can't just go off of what I noted. Starting from Monday, we're getting moving on everything, like we're moving quickly. So 7 to 14 days, your Facebook ads are live and visible. They're going to already be able to view those. Remember, they do the search on Google. If they don't call you, they go to their Facebook, we're going to retarget them with your ad. So it's okay. Going to constantly be retargeting them. Now, 5 to 7 days, you're listed in the directory. So your Facebook page will be created too during that time. What we state in our terms and conditions, always at the first page placement on Google, that can happen within 45 to 60 days. But Juan, in your case, it could happen a lot sooner because you already got the Google business profile. We're not having to get you verified. You've already done all that. It's a matter of you adding us on as managers. So it could happen a lot sooner, but I still have to say 45 to 60, okay? I'd rather under-promise and over-deliver. And then payments, today you paid the $398, and we break it down for you where it's allocated to. Your monthly after, the $199 is your local bundle. $100 we manage your Facebook ads with, so you'll never incur click fees, okay? You're always going to pay $299. Seasonal hold, cancellation, it states there. 3 business days before the billing is due, you call us so that way you don't get that charge. If you need to change the payment to your new card, make sure you call us 3 business days before the 17th so that we can update it, okay? And then where it says your mobile phone, that's your phone number that we would text whenever we're communicating with you. Click on the box that says, I agree to receive text messages to my phone. You're going to click on the box below that saying that you certify you're the authorized holder and signer of the credit card. And then where it says at the bottom to sign, Juan, you're just going to type your name, Juan space Ramos. And then you're going to hit confirm signature. Now, did it take you there?
Yeah, it's not letting me click on the boxes.
Oh, you know what? It could be because if your font are on your phone, it might make it a little tough to click on the box. So you might have to do it from your computer, or if you don't have real good reception, sometimes it's delayed.
Yeah, I already got it.
Oh, you got it? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
Did it take you to a page asking you to put a username and password?
Yeah.
That's where you go in and track your results with us. I wanted to make sure you got there. Okay. So remember, if you use a username and password right now, you're not going to see much because they got to create all that. But this is, I would save it under your favorites. If you have an iPhone, save it in your favorites, bookmark it. So that way you always have it on your phone. But this is where you track your results with us. Okay?
Okay.
I would like to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you to our local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, and I'm so grateful for you giving us the opportunity. But I will tell you, Juan, the sooner you want to start that Google Guaranteed program, I would say you do it the sooner the better, right? Because that program, I'm telling you, you're going to love it. And once you get approved for that, if you want to drop this other program, you can, and only stick with the Google Guaranteed. You can shut the leads off and on whenever you want. We don't tell you, oh, you already did it twice. It's however long you need to shut them off and however many times you need to. Okay?
Okay.
So any other questions for me before I let you go about your day?
No, not at all.
All right. Well, I'm going to also, you have my contact information on the emails. If you have any questions for me, please feel free and reach out or text me. I get the text messages. Okay?
Okay.
Have a beautiful day and a great weekend, and we'll talk on Monday. Okay? All right.
Okay,
thank you. Bye.
Bye.